We are getting ready. That's what Advent is about. Advent are the first five letters of the word adventure. And so we're having an adventure here at Cold Spring Church, and we're getting ready for the coming of Jesus. Now, you may say, Jesus has already come. Well, you could have said that, because we all know that he has, but we are in a state of anticipation as if he hasn't yet arrived. And we're anticipating a rehearing of the great story of his birth. And so over here, want to walk over here with me for a moment? Over here we have our creche set up. And in the chronology of the story, Jesus is not here yet, of course, has not arrived. And also Mary and Joseph, I suppose I should have taken these out too. Mary and Joseph haven't found their way yet to Jerusalem. When they were assigned to go there, all the community people returned to their hometown for the holiday. And so Mary and Joseph dutifully went. And so this scene reminds us that there's something yet coming, and we'll be moving that way closer and closer every single week. Let's set Mary and Joseph over here. But I have something else to show you. It's also, even though today doesn't show it, it's getting a little chilly outside. And so ritual in our home, not only we put up our decorations. Everybody got their decorations up? Those that do? Yes, we got a good job with that. We had ours up, I think, around October. Melissa, who is in Baltimore today for a family event, her sister just graduated from college, a big deal, wonderful thing. We got ready way early, because that's what Melissa does. She just does things way early. And one of my rituals, what's that? You did yours? In November. Well, well done. Well done. One of my rituals is, before we anticipate the cold weather, and I've had a couple weeks reprieve, I have to dig out all my gloves, which is not a pretty sight, because at the end of winter, I'm pretty crazy about where I put them. And so one of my favorite gloves matches a brown coat that I have this winter. And it's this. What do you think of that? You like that brown glove? Really nice, eh? The problem is I couldn't find its match. So I looked in the sock drawer, couldn't find it there either. But so this glove is like useless, because if we're not totally ready, in this case, my left hand would get quite cold. But don't worry, there's more. I also have a backup pair of black gloves, and I don't like these as much because they have a hole underneath a couple of the fingers there, but this I am set. But did you know that back in the early 1700s, when this worshiping community started, a long time ago, 303 years ago, that they also wore gloves? Did you know that? Yeah, they did. I know. You learn amazing things at Cold Spring Church. And this is some of the gloves. The person, a craftsperson here in Cape May, makes these replicas of the ancient gloves. I'd like you to just put those on for me. Just try them. Yeah, go ahead. Well done. Well, here, put the other one on. Oh my gosh, something's wrong. Hold that up so people can see. Hold it up so people can see, sweetie. Okay, what's different? No, keep them on. What's different about those gloves and these gloves? That's real. It's a tough question, I know. Here, hold this one up and this one up. What's different about them?
They have fingers that make.
Yes, that your fingers and thumbs aren't protected. Now, I did a little research, and these gloves are not made incorrectly. I almost asked for my money back. I bought these at our craft and gift fair. But no, these are actually made perfectly. Now, back 300 years ago, Ben Franklin sent down some really cool hats and bonnets down here to some people in Cape May as a thank you gift. And in return, they made him some woolen mittens. And the mittens were very cleverly made like this. He liked them so much, he asked them to make more. And so it created sort of a little trade thing going on in the mid-1700s. And people made mittens like this, maybe right where your house is today. Who knows? But these are designed, I was told, and they go, these are actually a large size, too big for you. But your fingers and thumbs are showing because actually the houses were so cold during the winter time, even with the wooden wooden stove, you would have to keep your fingers free because you had to wear gloves all day long. And so these gloves let your thumb and fingers be free so that you can go about your daily work. And so these are designed for the 1700s, very practical, up-to-date person with Ben Franklin's seal of approval. What do you think of that? So, but we need to be ready, because you never know what God might be doing next. And he might even show you something surprising, like a mitten without fingers, or with your fingers and thumbs showing. Let's pray and give God thanks for helping us get ready. Would you pray with me? Dear God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the surprises that you may yet have before us. And we can anticipate things that are coming. But Lord, we know there must be something. There must be one thing that you have ready that each of us will just say, oh my goodness, I did not expect that. So keep us open. Keep us, our arms open, our minds open for what you have for us this Advent season adventure. In Jesus' name, amen.